SA Diary.
Talking about the Booba run, I'm joined on the line by Irfan Abrahams. Irfan, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Morning, Abongile. It's a pleasure and an honor being on your show this morning.
Thank you so much. First of all, Irfan, I mean, Elliot was telling me the Booba run, Abs, it's happening. And I'm thinking to myself, what are you talking about? I've never heard of this. What is a Booba run?
Well, let me first say that, Elliot, if you are from the Cape Flats and, you know, one of the sweetest and most delicious drinks, especially on a Thursday evening after an evening of prayer, a cup of Booba always goes down well, especially on the cold winter's evening. It's a mixture of milk with vermicelli and sago. It's a sweet drink, and that's become synonymous with Cape Town. So what we've done is we've taken this sweet drink, and during the month of Ramadan, actually throughout the year, we decided, actually it started last year, Ramadan, so this year, we just last night, or let's just say 4 o'clock this morning, we finished the second Ramadan year, or the second year of the Booba run. It's when we run 5 kilometers from a point to our first point of distribution of the Booba. To people living on the street, the less fortunate. So we all, I'm an avid runner, and we thought, how can we do something different but also help the less fortunate? So we twinned our love for running with the love for Booba, and gave those living on the street a warm, sweet, nutritious drink. And that's how it all started 2 years ago. We find ourselves just finishing the Booba run last night at about 3:30 this morning, in the Kaiserskracht Street, where there are about 200 people living in the old District 6 in the bush and in an abandoned piece of land that they are just busy redeveloping. So we go out and on a Friday and a Saturday evening in the month of Ramadan, from after the last prayer, which is at about 9:30 in the evening, and we spend our evening looking for people living on the street, feeding them, giving them a warm blanket, but most importantly, Abongile, we try and give their dignity back by giving them a smile, by speaking to them, and finding out the reason how they got to live on the street, and we try and make a difference in their lives with something so precious as a smile.
Oh, that's absolutely excellent. And who joins this Booba run? Is it open to everyone, or do you have to register? How do I get involved?
Look, because of the Booba run last year, it helped us to get a group of like-minded people together. A friend of mine, Faisal Jacobs, he was on Kaketso's show. He's a cancer survivor, and a project that I'd done called the Million Rand Challenge as an educator, running major marathons in the world, trying to raise funds for underprivileged schools. We got together with 13 other good friends, and then we started our own NGO that is fully registered now called Lace Up for Change. And the Booba run fell under that banner. And then we went on to getting our social media in order. So we post on social media, on the Booba run Facebook page or on Lace Up for Change's page, to say when it takes place. We encourage people. Well, it started just with Booba. Now we've got Booba blankets, sandwiches, a hot meal. We've got different types of toys for the kids. We've got clothes. You name it, we've got it. This is how it's grown, Abongile. It's open to everybody. And this is one of the things we wanted to change. It's not just a Muslim group of people coming together. We feed humanity. We feed everybody. And we welcome everybody to come on board. They follow us on social media. And I can share with you, it's not about the numbers, but we have fed and given a blanket to over 3,500 people just in 8 Booba runs. That is 4 Friday and Saturdays in the month of Ramadan. We go out the first Saturday after the 15th of every month. We do a different area in the Western Cape. And this year, the International Relief Organization, Islamic Relief, they sponsored out all the blankets. And last night, the Green Hand Foundation that sees to the CSI projects for Old Mutual, they added another 160 blankets last night. Spice Mecca sponsors us all the dry ingredients for the Booba. Islamic Relief sponsors us all the milk. We do over 100 liters of Booba alone on a night. That's a lot of booba abongile. That's a lot of smiles.
I know.
And then we've got Tupen also. They can follow us on our Facebook page. All the pictures get. And this is one thing I must share with you. We always go out, and before the evening, we go out and we clear our hearts to say what we do is purely for the sake of the Almighty. If anything comes up on social media, it's to encourage others to do the same, not for our own name and fame. And one thing that we ask all those who come on board to share is that when they go out on an evening, they must get to know three, which we call them our guests. They must get to know three of our guests that they would not have known other than on the night when they came on this Bubaran. And I can tell you stories about how people are living, our own people living they are living in holes, Abongile. They are living with a piece of plastic wrapped around them. And that warm blanket, that smile and that dignity is amazing. Malumit came on board. We have helped a number of people that have a young lady who had an overgrown thyroid. We managed to get her to get to an operation to remove it. We've got many stories of helping people who are sick on the street. And unfortunately, 3 weeks ago in Lansdowne, behind Osmond Spice, there's a whole group of people living at the railway station over there. One of the our guests passed away because of an asthma problem. And just the night before, we went out there to feed them, and it saddens us. Or my words, Abongile.
Yeah.
I just want our politicians to know that there's a growing concern of young, youthful people, as well as the elderly, especially in Goodwood, that are living on the street, Abongile. What we're doing, we're not heroes. We're not anything. We're just people going out to highlight the plight of how it's growing that people are living on the street, Abongile, and we need to make a change.
Yeah.
We are in our own now trying to give back the dignity. We're trying out to empower them, to take them out of the situation that they're in and not just feed them. So the project is ongoing, and we're really trying to make a difference within the homeless community around the Western Cape.
Ifan, I want to say, first of all, thank you. I do love your energy. And I mean, you talk about what you do with such passion. So thank you for that. And thank you for all the good work that you're currently doing within our communities. May you please have yourself a very, very good Saturday morning.
Thank you very much, Abongile. I'm getting ready because I teach at Rocklands High. So we finished at half past three this morning, and I'm picking up my under-19 boys for our soccer game at 9 o'clock. So if I'm late, I'm blaming you this morning.
Hey, listen, use me in any way you want. I'll take it. Thank you so much.